For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. History has been made as the Senate has confirmed Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court despite allegations of sexual misconduct against him. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says this sets a very bad precedent.
The United States Senate has confirmed a dangerous and deeply flawed nominee only by breaking all the rules and shattering the norm.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, who voted to confirm Kavanaugh, says there's a lot of wounds that need to be healed now.
This has been a difficult time for our country and a difficult time for all of the people, especially all of the survivors.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tweets, instead of a 6-3 liberal Supreme Court, we now have a 5-4 conservative Supreme Court under President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A Vietnam vet is charged with murder. 74-year-old disbarred lawyer Fred Hopkins barely mumbled to questions from a judge during his first court appearance.
Mr. Hopkins, do you understand your charges? Do you know why you are here?
Hopkins is charged with shooting 7 officers, killing one of them. They went to his Florence, South Carolina home to question his son about a child sex assault case. Hopkins appeared dazed during the hearing. His face was badly bruised and he needed help walking. It's like a creepy horror movie. A mosquito plague in South Carolina. Billions of large aggressive mosquitoes are another legacy of Hurricane Florence's flooding in the Carolinas. Many wonder why more cities haven't started spraying to reduce the mosquito plague.
This is the worst of mosquitoes I've ever seen.
There should have been something in place where we've already had this taken care of.
Experts say the so-called flood mosquitoes generally don't carry many diseases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Pennsylvania State Police were forced to use a helicopter to break up a rowdy crowd at a Penn State football tailgate last Saturday. USA's Rick Vincent reports the FAA is now investigating the incident.
The helicopter, which is part of the police aviation section, attempted to disperse the crowd using a loudspeaker after tailgaters did not respond to orders from troopers on the ground. That, according to a statement posted to the state police Facebook page on Thursday. The Center Daily Times reports that the helicopter flew low enough over Yellow Lot 23 outside of Beaver Stadium to send texts, cornhole game boards, grills, and food flying. Pennsylvania State Police also conducting an internal investigation. Police issued a statement saying there was no intent by the pilot or supervisors on the ground to disturb property, and the department regrets any damage caused as a result. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Beijing has a strong reaction to comments made by Vice President Mike Pence. John Clemens reports.
Vice President Mike Pence was speaking at the Hudson Institute, a conservative research group in Washington, D.C. Topics range from China's repression of religious rights to interference in American politics.
China has initiated an unprecedented effort to influence American public opinion, the 2018 elections, and the environment leading into the 2020 presidential elections.
China responded by declaring the speech that many are calling new official policy of the U.S. as very ridiculous while creating something out of thin air. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.